Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Where did you come from? Oh my God, were you here this whole time?
Surprise! I'm here. And I am not a prime. I am a real person.
Oh, okay.
Marjorie Prime, Pittsburgh Public Theater.
By that snazzy little emblem behind the title, I take it this has something to do with science fiction.
It is totally a science fiction play about sometime in the not real distant future, like I think it's 2062, and it has to do with artificial intelligence and holograms, and if a person loses a loved one, a hologram can be created, and the artificial intelligence is fed information about memories that that person would have, even though they're departed, but they're there for their loved one who's still alive.
But only if that person dies. See, I think that could be fun and helpful while they're still alive. If I can't make a meeting, send the hologram instead.
No.
I mean, in this universe where this happens, it seems to me like there'd be so much more use for that than just after a person's dead.
But you have to understand how artificial intelligence is now. Not that it won't be different later. In fact, right now, this is off the subject, but they have shows like with holograms of Michael Jackson. A show's coming out in Toledo of a hologram of Maria Callas.
See what I mean?
So they're on the stage.
They're dead. Yeah,
we have to be. But anyway, this show was science fiction, what it would be like when this happened. It followed a family. The mother, did I say who it was written by? Jordan Harrison. I don't want to miss that because he also wrote the whole Orange is the New Black on, is that Netflix?
The whole title.
No, the whole series.
Yeah, cool. You know,
it's very
prolific. I've been meaning to watch that. Have you watched it?
No, I haven't. I read the book. That was good enough.
Oh, okay.
The book was good.
Good.
And it was directed by Mariah C. Kaminsky. This was just so interesting because it's not in that distant of a future, and as you watch it, you can actually see this is possible, that this could happen.
2062?
Yeah.
Well, according to that new article, we're all supposed to be gone by then. Did you see that? Now they think humanity's going to go extinct, like, within my lifetime.
Well, thanks for lightening things up there.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
So, yeah.
Well, then it doesn't matter that I'm old and I'm going to be dead anyway.
That's right.
So this is a really speculative, powerful view of the possible role that AI might play in our future.
Do you want
lives.
A hologram of you when you're gone?
No.
Okay,
no.
You wouldn't want to have that done?
No, not at all.
Okay, well, then what am I going to do with these interviews?
Oh, well, for that you could.
Yeah.
So,
we'll send your hologram to the show. You're trying to review this or something.
I'm trying, but not having a lot of success.
Please, that'd be great.
The beautiful set by Michael Schweikert let you know that it was in the future, but it was just futuristic, but still realistic. It was beautiful with the plants out back. Thank God there's still plants in 2062. I just wanted to mention that because it was so beautiful. But Marjorie is the mother in this family.
Mm.
And she's 86 years old at this point, 88, something like that. She's played by Jill Tanner. And Jill plays this role with so much vulnerability and sweetness. And, you know, she's starting to lose her memory. So she has a prime of her husband, and she, who has passed. So she chose him at the age she wanted, and he's fed all this information to share her memories. And I'm not going any further than that because then that would ruin everything. I would just say she was wonderful. The man that played her prime, we never saw him alive, only as a prime, Walter. That was Ben Blazer.
Okay, prime and, is the real person, or
no,
prime is the hologram?
No, prime is the hologram with the artificial intelligence.
It seems like it would be the other way around. The
into
prime
it.
Would be the original, like the person.
I don't know.
Anyway.
But they do, there's a lot, not a lot, but often there's projection in the background that's very digital and very computer-like that helps you to understand some of the transitions that are going on that I will not ruin by saying anything other than that, but it really was fascinating to watch that.
Cool.
And Tess, the daughter of this lovely little lady, was played by Dana Michelle Griffith. And she was just perfect in this role. She went from concern and caring and love to anger to fear to... I think her role was the meatiest as far as being able to play this whole range of emotions. And you know how talented she is. So, of course, she knocked it out of the park on every one of them. And her husband was adorable. His name was Nathan Hinton, and he plays her husband, John, the sometimes long-suffering but very loving husband. It was so interesting, the whole premise of it, and making you think about artificial intelligence and the future of technology and how it's just racing ahead. I mean, geez, when I was born, we didn't even have airplanes. And look at us now.
Oh, my God. What? Are you serious? No, really, is it? You're trying, I don't know.
Come on, it was in the early 1900s, for God's sake.
I thought so. But yeah, I had to think for a second. I'm like, well, because it's hard to visualize the timeline. So I wasn't shocked because thinking, oh my God, she's really that old. I know you're not that old, but I mean, like, did airplanes really not come along that long ago?
It was 1904, 1906, something like that.
Because I'm picturing the Wright brothers would have been like her contemporaries. Does that make any sense? No, anyway.
Oh, God.
You look wonderful.
Well, thank you. I guess so in that case.
Yeah, in all cases.
And the other thing I just wanted to say about it without giving anything away is that I found the whole play was very, it just drew me in the whole time, and my brain was thinking about all the implications.
If you're going to get a hologram or not, and I'm telling you, don't knock it. Let's look into it, all right? I mean, we could do with that now, I'm serious.
All right. But the ending for me was chilling.
Mm.
And the nuances that the actors who were on the stage at the ending put into their roles actually gave me chills. It kind of, without giving it away, it really impacted me.
Did it turn out that somebody they thought was real was actually a hologram the whole time?
No, and if they did, I wouldn't tell you anyway, because that'd be a spoiler.
That'd be cool. Like a Sixth Sense thing, like no. Bruce Willis was dead the whole time, you know? Okay, well, I have to see it, and I would like to. You recommend it?
Yes, highly recommend it. Not just for the engaging script, and the performances were brilliant, every one of them, and the set, and just the whole way you will be thinking about this for days and weeks, and you'll see things in your life.
It lingers.
It'll be like, oh my God, yes, it'll be like, oh my gosh, that was like, oh, ooh, that could, one of those.
All right,
goodbye.
We'll see it.
Bye.
Until June 30th at Pittsburgh Public Theater.
Be there or be square. Mm. We're done.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.